This is Wade Rathier with the Chief Organizer's Report. Acorn demands the Bank of Montreal stop predatory practices. As the Acorn members lined up in Victoria Square in the downtown business district of historic Montreal, you could hear their chants for blocks as they cried, "Predatory lender, criminal offender." First, they stopped briefly to deliver a letter demanding that the telecom Videotron, owned by Quebecor, provide internet for all through a low-cost plan similar to an agreement that Acorn has with Rogers, another telecom in Toronto. The members were just getting warmed up, though, as they turned and began marching and chanting along Rue Saint-Jacques, daring passerbys with the chant, "Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are." And we tell them, "We are Acorn, mighty, mighty Acorn." The march took a short jog to the right, going to Rue Notre Dame, and moved within a block of the Place des Armes. And suddenly the march quieted as they entered the plaza in front of the Basilica de Notre Dame. Slowly, we strolled across the plaza, meandering right and left as if we were a 250-person tourist group on a first-time visit. A delegation of leaders had already preceded the march and were now in the lobby of the Bank of Montreal. Another delegation of more than a score had split off from the ranks of the marchers and were moving unseen behind another bank that fronted the Place des Armes. When the march line reached the street in front of BMO, as the light changed, the members followed the banner quickly across the street, up the front steps, and through the doors being held by designated members and organizers to ease their entry. Simultaneously, another group went through the other door so that they could pass the bank's own museum and meet the leaders and other marchers entering the lobby. We'd observed the security several days earlier, and though in evidence, the BMO security team was both lighter and older than we expected on each door. We'd hoped to get perhaps 50 of the members inside and rally with the rest outside. If we were quick, well-organized, and executed perfectly, perhaps we could get half of the crowd in. This was the 21st century, after all, and no one could do better than that. The days of being able to get more than 1,000 in the Citibank headquarters on Park Avenue in New York City, as we had done in a memorable convention years ago, were long gone. Security met the first protesters with waves of "no, no, no," and then moved out of the way as Acorn members passed by them without hesitation, now taking up their chance with fervor and carrying a dozen sharks over their heads, symbolizing predatory lending at BMO. The police outside came bounding up the steps and were left standing helplessly behind members crowding through the circular door. Other marchers were rerouted to the second door around the police, and when the police entered the building, the rest of the marchers were hustled through the main door behind them. Within minutes, all the members found themselves chanting as they looked at the marble counters and columns, so shiny they could be used as mirrors, and the forest of dark wood, soaring to almost 40 feet to what appeared to be a gold leaf ceiling throughout. Once the police were inside with us and officers from the bank agreed to take the letter from the leaders to stop their predatory lending and their extensive investments in payday lenders, long a target of Acorn Canada, the Acorn members found themselves back in the plaza, chanting and smiling, high-fiving and hugging, knowing they had delivered their message powerfully and they'd all been part of an action they would never forget. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.